welcome to Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
Well, we're wrapping up the end of our spooky month.
We are. Now it's time for Christmas.
Well, wait. There's November in there.
November, October 31st, 11:59, the last minute of spooky. November 1st, midnight, 12 a.m., Christmas.
This is true. I back this. I support this. Although, can we split the difference and just let it be both Christmas, but also keep being spooky?
Spooky yeah, Christmas? Yeah, I'm fine with that. But then once we get to, I guess this year it'll be November, like, 20-something. Whatever the day after Thanksgiving is, then it's Christmas. Just yeah. No more spooky. Then it's just all Christmas.
I don't know. I just wanted this spooky. Just 12 months of spooky and I can just change and partner up with other things.
Spooky Easter. Spooky Christmas.
Is Thanksgiving kind of spooky for you, Tay, as a vegan?
The mass slaughter of innocent, well, lots of animals, but definitely turkeys. Yes, it's a very spooky holiday.
I would think so. I don't really feel like it's a holiday season, Thanksgiving.
No, it's just the lead up to Christmas.
Which, to be fair, there are a lot of other holidays people will be celebrating.
There are a lot of other holidays people will be celebrating. I know it is not just Christmas, but for me personally, it's just
fine.
Christmas.
For you personally, you don't have to celebrate any holidays.
But I do celebrate Christmas. But you can.
You can celebrate whatever holidays you want.
So I can celebrate Halloween indefinitely.
Yes. Hey, listen, great. If you want to.
Party.
Do it.
Halloween forever. If anybody wants to join me in my new holiday, Halloween Forever, just let me know. We'll come up with some things to do for Halloween Forever.
I choose to celebrate Arbor Day every day.
Do you?
Well, do you?
No, just...
Okay.
You know, I really do kind of live at Halloween Forever as a cosplayer. Like, it's just like, oh, I wear costumes every month, sometimes every week.
There you go.
Halloween Forever!
You know, I got... Most people get, like... holiday themed pajamas for the winter months.
Mm-hmm.
I got a pair of Halloween pajamas
for whole winter,
for the whole spooky month.
Okay.
And for the first part of November, they have little bats on the pants that glow in the dark.
Well, that's helpful for finding them in the dark.
Exactly.
No matter what day of the year it is.
Exactly.
But then also somebody can easily find you in the dark.
Ooh. This is a good point as well.
I love the idea.
Now I'm very spooked.
I love the idea of a serial killer who walks into a dorm, and what they're really just looking for is anyone they can see in the dark. Like, I don't know where the people to kill are. I can't see any.
Are those bats?
Are those glowing pants?
Those bats?
That's a person I can kill.
But then what if I put a blanket on real quick? There's like, oh, they're gone.
I lost
them. They disappeared.
Them.
That's all it takes. I used to think, do you remember that movie Puppet Master?
Yes, I know exactly what you're going to say.
There was a puppet that had the drill on its head.
Uh-huh, and that's why you sleep with your feet all the way up against your chin.
I would sleep on my side because the puppet in the movie, like, climbs up on the person's face and then starts drilling right into the middle of their forehead with its drill head. And I thought, well, if I sleep on my side, it can't do that.
It still can.
Yeah, well... In my little kid mind, which was allowed to watch Puppet Master but was not prepared to deal with it, that would work. Mm.
I haven't watched it yet, but they recently remade this. Apparently it's very good. Or very bad good. There is a remake of Puppet Master out there.
I don't know if I can handle it. Puppet Master is one of those movies that really messed me up as a kid.
Yeah.
It stuck. I don't know why. I don't know why that was the one. Like, I saw Psycho, but... Puppet Master was the one that messed me up.
That's how I felt about Gremlins.
Well, I mean, Gremlins is kind of spooky, you know.
I did not enjoy those small creatures.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space was maybe the one that did me the dirtiest.
Oof, that's rough.
It's like, just can't look at, like, can't feel comfortable on cotton candy or, like, house seat insulation ever again. I remember we moved into our house in our first house in West Virginia, and that those attic rooms had all the insulation in the walls, and I was just like, oh no, the clouds are here.
They're living there. They're going to pop out at night.
People.
So we went to the fantasy maze over at the park. We took Charlie, which is like, it's like a Halloween, like, maze. Sort of maze. Like, you know where you're going. It's not really a maze.
Mm-hmm.
There's like stacks of hay bales, and then you weave your way through it, and you encounter... various costumed humans.
Yes.
Because it strays far from Halloween. It's like a like you progress through the seasons, sort of, because a lot of it is Halloween, and then you run into the Easter Bunny.
But then, who's at the end to tell you goodbye?
Santa. Yes. Well, or in our case, only Mrs. Claus, because Santa didn't show. Yeah, Santa did not show. Mrs. Claus had a whole cover story. She was like, Santa's in the North Pole making toys already. Like, I appreciate that dedication.
That's fair. That's fair.
But it's a fantasy maze with a bunch of different costumed characters that children may enjoy. And you walk through and you encounter the characters and they give you candy and then you take your picture with the characters. It's lovely. Yeah. It's a lovely thing. Except that, one, the Easter Bunny is kind of unsettling to
Very
find.
Very unsettling.
Because it's like most of them are people in Halloween costumes, but they're just they're people. Mm-hmm. The Easter Bunny is full on Easter Bunny. Like
giant head, like the big mascot character heads that have like barely visible eyes.
And Charlie, like many children, is a little concerned about those kind. Like we do not sit on the Easter Bunny's lap
because this is a 6 foot tall bunny.
Yes, and it kind of freaks her out a little bit. She's very nervous about that. And you just like come around a corner in this maze and there's the Easter Bunny. And the only way you can exit is by passing the Easter Bunny. And that's the only way you can get to Santa. you can only get to Santa by making it past the Easter Bunny.
Which in a darker setting could be a horror maze.
I know. This sounds like, do you have to like answer an Easter Bunny's riddle or like make an offering, perhaps distract it or... offer up your younger sister in her case.
The Easter Bunny has a bucket of candy that the Easter Bunny will give you, but I think in some ways that makes it more sinister because it's like, what are you up to, Easter Bunny? Why do you need me to come over there so much?
You stick your hand in that bucket, you're not getting it back. I mean, I think it's the proportionately larger teeth that is the really unsettling part.
No, that's true. That is part of it, but Charlie definitely enjoyed it. There were lots of little kids dressed up as the characters, which was fun. Like Tinkerbell was just standing there, like, as Justin put it, getting high on her own supply, just like chowing down on the candy, like not even looking at the kids, just like totally bored, disaffected Tinkerbell pointing at the bucket and holding up two fingers like two pieces, kid.
I mean,
get your own candy.
She was just really in character as like a Tinkerbell that I would like and believe.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds about right for Tinkerbell. Why am I doing this?
Yeah, she's pretty sassy.
I like the Harry Potter kid because Harry Potter's in this maze was totally committed. Totally committed.
He had an accent.
Yeah. I love it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was all the way in. I loved it. But anyway, so we did the fantasy maze as our first trick-or-treat practice, I guess. and then we will go real trick-or-treating next week.
Now, did you do what?
This week.
What parents?
We're recording this in the past.
Did you do what some parents do and take your 8-month-old through with a bucket of candy?
We did take our 8-month-old through. We did not get a bucket.
Because if you got a bucket of candy for her, they would give it to her because she is so adorable, but it is very clearly for you.
Mom was very upset that we didn't bring a bucket for the baby. Because she can't have candy. And I don't want a bucket of candy in the house that is that is not designated for a child because then I will eat it. And I don't need that kind of temptation in my life. But
this is like the week that you're allowed to eat all the candy that you want.
Exactly.
So it saith in the book of Halloween.
Charlie does not like chocolate. So I already have full access to a bucket full of it's got fruity candy in there, but she got mostly chocolate candy and she's like, you can have all this. I'm like, no, don't tell me that.
Oh, wow.
And she wants you to have the good chocolate candy.
Yes.
I asked her if I could have a piece of chocolate candy and she was like, better not take the good ones, those are for mommy.
I'd love to know what she thinks the good ones are because she doesn't eat chocolate. So like, no. What
and like I held up a mini crunch bar. I was like, this is can I have this? She was like, yeah, you can have that.
I wonder what she
well that's a good chocolate.
It is a good chocolate.
It's better than that.
I don't know. The only ones that I won't eat in there are Tootsie Rolls.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Oh, that's fake chocolate.
Is that even chocolate?
Yeah, technically.
No, it's like a chocolate flavor.
I mean, I guess, yeah, that's true.
It tastes how a chocolate-scented candle smells.
That's like when you see people on TV who are making these amazing things, like sculptures out of candy and, mm-hmm. and food and cake and all this, and they're using modeling chocolate. I always think, like, that's just Tootsie Roll, right?
It's Tootsie Roll.
It's just like that whole thing that's made out of chocolate, like, it's just a big Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Ew. No, but we'll go actual trick-or-treating. We, again, will not bring a bucket for Cooper. Although, man, those little kids in costumes really wanted to give that baby candy.
Of course they did.
There were many who were like, can I give her a sucker? And it's like,
no.
No. No,
I'm Sid, no, you're gonna damage her. Like, she, dude, this is, these are those, like, young baby brain experiences that, like, stick inside and, like, make them, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, candy crazed serial killer in, like, 10 years time. I think you gotta let her make the connection, like, she's not being turned down.
Yeah, like that,
because of her mom, that, over and over again.
That weird Halloween thing we watched with all the different mini skits in it. Mm-hmm. Where the little kid wasn't allowed to have candy and his parents were eating all of it without telling him, and he found out and, like, killed them and took the candy out of their stomachs, and now you don't leave him candy, he'll come and eat it out of your stomach.
Yeah.
It's Cooper.
I don't know. She was, you have to think, like, as an 8-month-old, this is obviously her first Halloween, and I was imagining, like, she has just been introduced to part of being a human on Earth is that we put you in this unicorn costume and we strapped you to the front of your dad. And then you walked around a maze while people in costumes, like, tried to give you.
She doesn't know they're in costumes.
Offering.
Yeah. And she has no idea what's happening. Like, she was just looking around like, what is this? What is this thing that we do? This is part of it? This is part of Earth? That's got to be confusing.
Yeah.
She is too young to trick or treat, but who is too old?
Me.
There is a question for our episode this week. Mm. As we finish up all of the Halloween remnants. Who is too old to trick or treat? I mean, is there such thing?
I mean, as a 30-something-year-old, I would assume I fall into that. But, you know, if I don't, please let me know, because I miss all that free candy.
Here's my thing. I would love to go trick-or-treating. Walk around and, like, I'll put on a costume, and if you give me free candy if I come up and ask for it, if mm-hmm. just because I'm in costume, I will do that. But I'd feel bad taking it from the kids who are kids.
It's,
you know what I mean?
This is a tricky thing, because I think we all agree that, like, I am a, like you were kind of like you were saying, Tay, I am a 35-year-old woman. If I come up to your door in a costume and say trick-or-treat by myself, I'm probably going to get some side eye, right?
Like, you'll have some questions.
Well, yes. I think, I mean, if everyone thought they could trick or treat, then who's going to hand out the candy? If all the parents were like, we're going to come trick or treating with you, we're going to go trick or treating as well. Like, then everyone leaves buckets on their front porch. Then everyone goes to one house and takes the whole bucket, and then you're done.
That's
all
candy,
the candy's gone.
Anarchy. That's,
yeah.
And that's how the purge started.
That might be accurate.
I don't think there's a ton of adults out there that are just, like, watching their kids go out to trick-or-treat, like, God, I miss that.
No.
Oh, I can't. I mean, because the thing about being an adult is I could go to the store and buy myself, like, a whole bag
you
of candy.
Can.
Like,
you
the
can.
Candy you like.
Yeah, you can.
And no one can tell me not to eat it either.
Listen, you can go to the store and you can buy a bag of candy. Like, I need to go to the store. I could go to the store today and just get a giant bag of candy and just keep it for myself. One, I should not. Like, I feel like, you know, as an adult, I should not eat a giant bag of candy.
It's not a great move for your health.
Yeah. But two, it's not as exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get the experience.
Well, I get what you're saying, but I think that the excitement, and maybe it is still for you, maybe we're getting to where, like, maybe at some point this goes away, and it hasn't yet for you. The thing about being a kid and candy is that candy is this, it's almost like this magical thing that is only allowed to enter your life at certain times. You don't know how to get it. You don't know how to obtain it. You know there are some stores where you're certain there's candy because you've seen it there.
Yeah.
But, like, generally speaking, you don't know where candy comes from or how you can have it or when or who. So, like, its appearance in your life is kind of magical. Ah, there is candy in this bucket. And I got it just by walking up to somebody and saying trick or treat. And then they gave it to me. This is like a magical, it's like an incantation. I cast the spell and I got candy.
And you get to wear a costume while you're doing it.
I used to beat the candy system every summer because when we would play softball and mom and dad would give us money to buy, like, lunch, you know, every day from the stand or whatever.
Yeah.
I would save that and just spend it all on candy. at the ballpark. And then I would save all the candy in a shoebox.
Uh-huh.
And I would barter it to other kids and sometimes sell it. So
you had a small candy business on the side.
I had a candy hustle. That's what you got to do. You got to, you know, I wanted to take that power out of the parents' hands of like, you don't get to tell me when I can have candy. I have planned and plotted and now I can have candy whenever I want.
Well, and I think that's the thing. Like if an adult came to my house trick-or-treating, first of all, I'm just going to be honest. I'm not going to say no to anybody. I mean, there is no reality, no matter how old you are, there is no reality in which someone comes to my door and says trick or treat on, like, maybe if it's not trick or treat, now then I probably won't give you candy.
Yeah, if it's like a 40-year-old human, like, at your door in a costume, like, mid-January, like, trick or treat, you lock that door and you call for help.
Yeah, and I call for help. Yeah. No, but if it's on trick or treat and somebody shows at my door, costumed or not, and says trick or treat, I'll probably just give them candy because... I mean, like, whatever. I don't care. I have this bowl of candy. I want to give it away.
Because
I don't want to keep it.
If you don't, then you're going to keep it and you're going to eat it all.
I would like to give my candy away. So I'll give candy to anybody. But there is a part of me that would wonder, like, if it was somebody my age, like, I mean, you know where to get candy, right?
Yeah.
You know? Like, you know where it is. Like, this isn't a magical interaction for you.
But it's the joy of the randomness of the candy, though. There is that, you know, like you could go to the store and be like, well, I'm going to buy the thing I like. But trick or treat is wild because I don't know. It's like you think we all go to the same like Walmart or like drugstore. And then somehow so like, what is this? Where did you get this? What is this weird candy?
That's true. That's very true that you get things that you've never seen in a store.
But like I was always very logical about my candy as I got to my latter years of trick-or-treating, where I'd section it out and the ones I really liked and the ones I didn't I only kind of liked.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try to alternate between the two so I wouldn't eat all the stuff I liked at first, but also I wasn't just like throwing out all this candy people had given me. But then you get really disappointed when you run out of the kind you like. And you're just left with this bag of candy that you don't really like, and it's like, well, am I just going to eat this candy I don't like so I can say I'm eating candy? Probably. Well,
no. That's why you got to do the candy trade. I mean, I always trick-or-treated with a group of friends, and, like, that's what you do. You come back after trick-or-treating, and you all dump out your candy, and then you start wheeling and dealing.
No, that is the best scenario. Yes. If you and, like, your siblings or your friends have, like, opposite candy
preferences. I was a lonely trick-or-treater.
Well, and then, so we've landed on the teenager. The teenager who is old enough to know where candy comes from.
I know where candy comes from.
You've had that talk from your parents.
Yes.
We're going to sit down and tell you how candy is made.
How candy is made.
Birds and the bees and the candy.
And the candy. And the sprees.
there it is.
So you know where the candy comes from and you know how to get it. Maybe you can or can't like get it at your will. Maybe like, you know, you're a teen, you're limited on funds. Maybe you can't afford to go buy candy or whatever.
Yeah, you don't have
travel transportation.
You get free candy on trick or treat.
Right. You get free candy. So there's that incentive. But so like there's that. But like at the same time, like we've said, you can't necessarily always get it for yourself, and you're still young enough that like you don't really like, now I know why eating an entire bag of chocolate is really bad, because I'm old and it will make me sick.
Yeah.
Riley, when I was your age, I could probably down a lot of chocolate before I got too sick.
Yeah, I can put down some candy and not get sick. And it's also, you get that like that feeling when you eat candy or something small where it's like, this doesn't count. This is just like a tiny Reese's. And I'm just going to eat like one or two here and then I'll eat one or two later. And those don't count. It's just small.
Yes, I fall into that trap. So is it okay for teenagers to trick or treat? And do they have to stop at a certain age? And if so, what age is that? I mean, this is just a kind of thought exercise. I don't really, as I've already said, I don't really care.
Some people get really upset about it, though.
Yes.
Some
people have
strong
feelings on this.
Yeah, if you show up at my door and you're over, I don't know, what, 13, 14?
Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm not going to give you kid ID.
Yeah, really. Like, what do you want from me? I'm 15. You want my ID? I'm not 15. But, like, what if you were?
It's purely subjective, because, like you said, it's based on, like, how old the person at the door perceives you.
Yeah, like, if I put on a child's costume, I could probably, you know, look significantly younger than I am. I don't look like an 18-year-old already. It's so like, if I put on a princess costume and, you know, pull my hair back in pigtails or something, whatever little kids do, and go up to your door and ask for candy, like, Well, you think I'm 12? I know I'm 5'5".
I mean, I
but
won't,
maybe.
But...
Me and that, I remember, I had one of my friends in middle school and elementary school, she just was like, just, you know, looked more adult than the rest of us. She was taller, she had more of an adult, like, form, like, earlier than any of the rest of us. Mm-hmm. And I remember her getting hassled when we trick-or-treated together from, like, some lady that just thought, like, well, how old are you? Should you be out here? And it's like, we're all the same age, but they're, you know, the rest of us look like little dweebs, and she looks like a young lady.
I remember it was probably the same lady down the street who told me, the last year I trick-or-treated, she looked at me and said, aren't you a little old to be trick-or-treating? And she did give me, at first I was thinking she didn't give me candy, and then I was thinking back, did she? She did. She gave me one piece of candy, and it was one of those, you know, those candies that are wrapped in orange and black paper?
Yeah. Yeah, those are the worst.
Whatever those are. She gave me one of those.
See, that's why I wonder, where do you buy those? Because I think that there's just a service that, like, caters to, like, nasty, mean people that want to rob children of joy. And, like, in the month of October, you just get a big old bag of those delivered to your front door. You pay them back in scowls. Like, where do those candies come from and why are they made?
I don't know. And I don't know who goes to the store and is like, this is what I'm giving children.
This is the one.
To delight them. If you don't, like, if you want to punish kids, just don't give candy.
Yeah, just turn your lights off. Shut your door.
Or do you love the disappointment? Or is it's that's a whole other level. It's not enough to just say, I'm not going to give kids candy. I don't care. To say, like, oh, I'm going to give them candy and it's going to suck. And they're going to open it and be disappointed.
All I can think is, like, maybe it's like an old people candy. Like, you know, like, it used to be what was good for candy until we developed better candy technology. But they still associate it with, like, oh, this is good candy. I remember these things from the 1800s.
There may be some logic to that, because that's like mom's argument that, like, Mary Janes are good, or like,
oh, yeah, sugar daddies or whatever, mm-hmm, those are.
Sugar daddies, yeah. Bit of honeys. No. Like, mom likes that stuff, and I'm always like, why?
No,
why?
I always used to get excited, like, oh, mom went to the store. She has some candy in that bag. You could always, like, the wrappers through the package, like the bright colors, like, oh, there's candy in there. You open it up, it's like, no,
what is
this?
That,
isn't good.
Mom?
This isn't candy I want.
All that candy seems to have the alternative goal of, like, pulling out your teeth actively or making you chew for, like, 20 days.
Like, I don't know. Back in the old days, we had to make candy, a piece of candy, go as far as we could. I'd chew on that piece of candy for 3 weeks.
An old 20-day chew.
I love when Nestle used to make the 20-day chew.
Yeah, bring that back. Was that the thought behind the everlasting gobstopper, like the jawbreaker? Uh-huh. You just, here, it's a giant ball of sugar. It was going to take you until next Halloween to finish it.
Well, they say that on Willy Wonka explicitly. It's for kids without a lot of pocket money. Here's a piece of candy that never gets smaller.
Goes away, yeah.
You know, I remember getting those as a kid, like, once maybe, like, like at the candy store at the mall, like, I want to buy, no, I don't want any of the small candy, I want just the one big one. And it's like, seems like the best thing ever, until, like, you've managed to lick every surface, like, once, and then it's just a sticky ball of disappointment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then it only gets hair and dust on it, and it's just gross, but you don't want to throw it away because it's so much candy.
And I'm the kind of person that I'll start biting hard candy. Cause, like, I don't want to
don't want to deal with this anymore.
And I'll just start biting it, and my jaw's broken. Now I don't have any more teeth.
No,
nice
job.
And I want to point out, like, this sounds like I could see an interpretation of this, like, well, people are just trying to buy, like, cheaper bags of candy. You got to give out, like, maybe you got a busy neighborhood, but, like, I've been there, like, where we used to live was a really busy neighborhood. We used to have, like, to buy a ton of candy so that we didn't want to run out, because that's heartbreaking.
It is.
And kids show up and you're like, I'm out of candy. And so we would buy the big bulk cheap bags, and you can get ones that have, like, at least Dum Dums.
I was gonna say, sometimes people get, like, those 100-piece bags of Dum Dums.
Yeah,
like, those
that's
are good.
Fine.
I'll take
get
those.
Give people Dum Dums. That's fine.
I don't mind a double bubble. I'm fine with some bubble gum in my
sure.
country.
Yeah,
some
kids
of that,
like bubble gum.
Like,
I don't get it.
Sixlets. I like Sixlets.
The flavored gum, like the different flavors, like the fruity ones that aren't just bubble gum flavored. I like those.
There are lots of very, very affordable. If you're gonna buy Halloween candy, there are lots of very affordable bags of Halloween candy that are not yucky.
Yes,
Pixie Sticks. Their parents will hate you, but the kids will love you.
There you go, Pixie Sticks.
Sugar.
I want to talk more about the remnants of Halloween, the things we haven't covered. Okay. Before we do that,
let's check the group message. Halloween.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Charlie. The show's about to start now.
That's right, everybody. We are recording these ads from the future when Taylor is in Japan.
Ooh.
So she's in the future future.
Future future, because she's ahead of us in time, too.
So we have replaced her for these ads with Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, baby sis.
Are you ready to do some ads with us?
Oh, yeah. All
right. First, we're going to talk about Hint Water. Okay. This week, Still Buffering is supported in part by Hint Water, which is a pure water infused with fruit essences. It has zero calories, zero sugar, and zero diet sweeteners. They have over 20 delicious flavors to choose from, including watermelon, pineapple, cherry, blackberry, and so many more.
What sounds best to you, Charlie?
Well, if they made a plum one, I would be super happy.
They have over 20. There may be a plum one.
There might be.
We should check.
To date, the female-founded brand has helped millions of Americans get away from their addiction to diet soda and help them fall in love with water.
And water is so good for your body, isn't it, Charlie?
Oh, yeah.
So much better for you to drink than diet soda, and tastier.
Yeah. They even have a version of Hint called Hint Kick that has caffeine in it that I've been using to get myself away from the coffees and the caffeine sodas. And then I just drink some Hint and I'm energized and I'm drinking water.
And well hydrated.
Exactly. So if you want to receive 36. If you want to receive 36 bottles for $36, okay. Visit drinkhint.com.
Okay, I'll love it.
Slash.
I like it.
Okay. All right, Charlie
likes it. So to receive 36 bottles for $36, where should they visit?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Drinkhint.com/buffering and use the promo code buffering at checkout. This offer is only valid for the next 2 months, so act now.
Go check it out. Quick. 36 bottles for $36. Drinkhint.com/buffering. Promo code buffering.
Okay.
Our second sponsor
is about cream.
That is right, Charlie. You are right. We're going to talk about a wonderful
face cream.
That's right, a face cream and other wonderful products from Filane. They're a clean beauty retailer that believes that no one should have to compromise their health for beauty. To be Filane approved, products have to be safe, effective, and luxurious to experience. Their Clean Essentials Kit is 100% non-toxic, vegan, cruelty-free, and suitable for all skin types, and it features trial sizes of 4 everyday skin essentials. Now, I did not have a skincare routine until I started using Filane, and I'm so glad that's where I started. Because I could actually see a difference in my skin.
Your skin looks great still.
It looks healthier. I don't want to say I'm glowing because that sounds so cliche, but it does.
But you are.
It is. I'm a little glowy. They're really great products. And you kind of, in the Clean Essentials Kit, you get everything you need to get started, especially if you're kind of maybe a little bit of like a newbie. There
a
you
newbie.
Go. To the skincare routine other than like washing your face like me, this is a great place to start. So for only $22, that's over 50% off, try the Clean Essentials Kit today. All you got to do is go to Filane, and that's Filane.com/stillbuffering to try the kit and enter Still Buffering at checkout for free shipping. So check it out, Filane.com/stillbuffering, enter Still Buffering at checkout for free shipping. That's only $22. That's over 50% off the Clean Essentials Kit.
Go check that out.
Okay, so we're not going to go trick-or-treating, but not right. Riley, you're not going trick-or-treating. I know
no.
Taylor and I
aren't. Aren't you taking your
Well, yeah,
your
I'll
kids?
Take Charlie.
Yeah.
And Cooper will come.
You're going to go in costume, though, aren't you?
We are, because Charlie now dictates our costumes.
Of course.
And she has a group costume planned for us. Mm-hmm. She is Supergirl. We have all of her things. I made sure I found those, in the new, like in the DC Superhero Girls cartoon, she wears those blue sneakers, those blue like Chuck high top looking sneakers. I got her a pair of sparkly blue ones.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and Cooper is going to be Batgirl. I got her a little baby Batgirl costume. Mm-hmm. I'm Wonder Woman. I'm going for like an interpretation because that's like a lot to wear on the street.
You're not going full out?
No. No, not for like while I'm like momming and taking my kid trick-or-treating.
That'd be the
coolest
momming.
I don't think I can
momming.
Wear the like real deal Wonder Woman. It's also going to be cold.
Yeah.
So I just went, I went the easy route. I got like a Wonder Woman t-shirt and cape and like the little tiara and the bracelets. I did get the Lasso of Truth to hang at my waist.
Nice.
Of course you did.
It lights up. I'm very excited about that.
My gosh.
Justin got like a Superman t-shirt to wear, like a Clark Kent thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's going for that. So we are ready.
Yeah, I asked Charlie if I wanted to go trick-or-treating with her, who I could dress as to be a part of this mm-hmm. this universe. And she said, yeah, you can be Supergirl too. So I guess I'm going to Supergirl.
All right, then.
All right.
She
Supergirls.
She dictated that I have to find costumes for our cats. And I said, well, what do I have to? And I'm not, I can't do this. I cannot do this to our poor cats. First
Charlie,
of all,
Sydney, I don't think one of your cats would fit in a costume.
No. And CJ would be so mad at me, although she would sit still. She would be so mad at me. And Amelia, I haven't touched since we got her because she's like feral. So I'm not going to try to chase her down and put a Halloween. That's like all of her fears coming true.
It
I'm
really
chasing
is.
Her down as a human and
putting
a Halloween
on
costume on her. No. But Charlie wanted me to dress him as Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn.
That's amazing.
So you're not dressing up, Riley?
No, I don't have anywhere to go. On actual Halloween, I'll be registering for classes for next semester at midnight. And I leave the next day to go on a trip. So, like, I gotta pack. So.
But, like, the weekend before.
That's in
there were
the time
parties,
the time
like
we post
week?
This well, it'll be last weekend
yeah,
but right
last
now
weekend.
It is this coming weekend and I'm not a party person. I'm not a part of the party crowd.
Well, I wasn't either, but I went to Halloween parties.
But like they're all at the fraternity houses.
Yeah. But don't you just love giving an excuse to dress up in a costume?
I
yeah.
do.
I would be sad to miss any opportunity to wear a costume. There were, and I get it, because I was not a party girl either. I think I went to, like, in college, I went to a party my first, there was an SVA, like, my college had a party that I went to, I think, for a year or two. But I definitely had a Halloween or two where I just put on a costume and, like, went to a restaurant with some friends and then came back and watched movies and played video games.
Yeah.
So that sounds fun.
Yeah, I think I've even had the ones where I did that myself. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to wear a costume. Oh, no, I have no parties. Cool, I'm going to sit inside in a costume.
Like, here's my worry. I'm worried it'll be a Katie Heron in Mean Girls type of situation. Because I like full-on costumes. Like, if I'm going to go in a costume, I'm going to go full-out costume. But then what if I show up and either one, it's not really a Halloween costume party. It's just a party on Halloween. Or two, everyone else is dressed in like the casual, you know,
pseudo
cute,
costume kind of
pseudo,
yeah,
whatever costume, and I'm in full on like, you know, zombie bride.
Well, first of all, oh well. So then you're, you know,
yeah,
then,
I know.
You know, it's no big deal. But if you want to fit in, you know, you can kind of read like the people you're going with. Like my,
that's true.
Like I went to a Halloween party one year and I did just the sort of costume.
I've seen
yeah.
pictures.
Because I knew my roommate was doing a sort of costume. The girls next door to us were doing a sort of costume. So I
yeah.
kind of knew what the vibe was.
It was a sort of costume vibe.
By the time I was the crowd that I hung out with like later years in college, oh, we did costumes.
Yeah.
So I did the costumes.
Yeah.
But I knew because everybody else was too. Like we talked about it.
Yeah.
So.
We talked about with my roommates and our friends that on Halloween, since we all will be registering for classes, we'll just get some candy, some pizza, some scary movies. We'll all sit around in a dorm and eat some food.
Get them to dress up.
Watch some scary movies and then all register for classes together at midnight.
Taylor, I know you're dressing up.
Yes. Well, I'll be in Tokyo for Halloween. Yeah. So that's why we're recording so early. When you guys are listening to this, I'll be in Tokyo. Obviously Halloween is not a Japanese holiday, but they have very much embraced it, like mm-hmm. for the party aspect. And in Shibuya, like at the big crossing, I guess that there's like a big kind of party and parade that goes on there. So yeah, so I will have a very good reason to be in costume.
What are you dressing as?
Well, I'm meeting up with some cosplay friends over there, so I wanted to bring a cosplay, but I also didn't want to have all of my luggage full of costumes. So I'm bringing one of my Final Fantasy cosplays with me, and I'll probably just wear that, but I also will have access to all of the cosplay stores in Japan, so.
I bet you could find something.
I might do something new. Oh, yeah. I don't know, but I'm bringing my other one just as a backup, so I have it, and it's comfortable enough, and, you know, it's easy enough. But I'm very psyched because it's going to be... I have so many spooky things lined up. I've got a ghost tour. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. of old, like the old area of Tokyo that we're gonna go on. I've got reservations for a vampire cafe.
Cafe.
Yeah, it's not actual vampires, I'm pretty sure, but it is themed. It could be. I don't know. You know, they care about authenticity and their attractions over there, so maybe they found some real vampires.
Yeah,
you know, we're trying to put together a last minute Halloween party with some of our friends for the weekend before, like with. Like a lot of parents who have kids who probably aren't going to go to parties, and we're like, just bring your kids. We'll hang out and, you know, talk, and we'll be in costumes. Our kids will be in costumes. They'll play together. It'll be fun. So we're trying to throw this together, and I'm thinking I want to go as the new doctor.
That'd be good.
Ooh, nice. Yes.
I love that outfit. If you have that outfit and just have it laying around and you just want to pass it on to me to just wear in daily life.
Do you know where they have pretty much the entire outfit?
Where?
Hot Topic.
Really?
I bought the shirt, and they had the jacket, and I was standing there looking at it, and I was like, I can't pull this off. I'll never pull this off.
Yeah, you can.
But
yes,
but I have a reason to buy it now, so I think I'm gonna go back and
get it.
Do
you have the suspenders and the pants too?
I think they have it all there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
I love that outfit. I'd just wear that.
I gotta get her Sonic though.
It's
different. Yeah.
Very new Sonic.
But what I think that. In my mind, that would be one of the hot Halloween costumes for this year. But that's me in my mind.
I would dress as that.
What are actually the teens wearing for Halloween this year?
So I did some research.
The teens who, by the way, I don't know if we settled this. The teens who we believe should trick or treat if they feel.
Yeah, if
they
you feel
to.
Like it, do it.
Yeah. And if you are someone who gives out candy, just give the teens candy. Come on.
We're stressed teens. We
give
just want
the teens
some candy
sometimes.
Apparently the most searched Halloween costume of this year is just Fortnite. I still don't know what
I understand it's a video game. I don't know anything about it. So when you say like I envision an array of costumes that probably have nothing to do with what these characters look like.
I don't understand what that means exactly because I don't play Fortnite, but I'm assuming it just means like the different costumes your character can wear in Fortnite or like dressing as a character in Fortnite. Riverdale is probably going to be a hot one this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Vixen cheerleader uniforms, emo Jughead.
There were all those years that I wanted to go as Betty for Halloween, and I didn't because I thought, what do I do? Like, I'll wear my hair in a ponytail, and I'll wear, like, a cardigan, and no one will ever know who I am.
Now it's a costume.
Now it's a costume.
You can buy every aspect of it.
Yeah.
That was like the year I went as Buffy and I just wore a leather jacket and carried a stake and everybody was just like, what is your deal?
That was like character day at my high school and I went as Buffy for character day one year and I wore a leather jacket and a Sunnydale High t-shirt.
That's better than
and
mine.
Boots. Combat boots. No one knew.
I saw that Friends, like Rachel from Friends,
I feel
was
like that's
popular, and that's
always a popular
how
one.
Is that still a thing?
I think
is
it
so
is
strange to me
because
yes.
I think people look for I would say younger people in terms like people my age, college age, I would say look for like an easy couples or group costume. And then if you go as like the Friends crew or you go as like Ross and Rachel, then it's like, okay, I need what, like
how do you go as Ross?
I've seen pictures where people just put on like a red sweater and I don't even know, you carry like a dinosaur or a fossil.
Just a bad sweater and a bad haircut and like a sad face.
Yeah, I mean, you could do like the whole crew. I think those are the costumes that you can get away with wearing your regular clothes and just kind of putting together an outfit you wouldn't normally wear, but it's just clothes. And then you say, like, I'm Rachel.
I mean, there are a lot of costumes that, like, you kind of need a couple other people in your group. Like, then it makes sense. You know, it's like, oh, well, I wouldn't have guessed you're that, but now that I see, like, you could be Buffy if you had, like, a spike stalking around with you. People would get it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you need, like, one recognizable person, and then you can get the group cosplay to work.
Yeah.
I do not think that there was a single Friends person that you wouldn't just look like, this is a, like,
a person.
Boring, yeah. Like, person that shops at Sears. I don't know.
That's like
boring white person. Just say it.
Just a whole tribe of boring white people. Like, that's what you just dress as.
That's like, I've seen people try to go as characters from The Office, and those work sometimes when they go in pairs or groups. Like, I've seen a good Jim and Pam, where they've made little, like, Dunder Mifflin work badge name tag things.
If you had a Dunder Mifflin name tag on, I guess that would.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, or like going as Dwight from The Office.
Yeah, you could pull
that off. Specific colors. Like, I feel like there are certain ones where they're real people characters. But,
or like, I went as Sookie Stackhouse one year, and I got the little waitress, like the little green thing she wears around her waist, where she carries her pad, and wore the white T-shirt and stuff, and like people got it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, I've seen a lot of people for character days and Halloween's my age try to go as Jess from New Girl, which is sometimes a hit or miss. Because she just wears a lot of, like, I've seen a lot of, like, Peter Pan collar dresses and cardigans and glasses.
So they're just a hipster.
There was one there was one that I saw was pretty good, where she went with someone who's supposed to be Nick, but they carried the little, like, things they have in the intro, where, like, there's the frame that says, you know, it's Jess. It's like they had the little signs that they held up, like they do in the intro, which was pretty good. But again, I feel like it's just one of those, like, you need a last-minute costume, so you try to pull together something where you have your real clothes.
I always have that, like, innate fear of somebody looking at me going, who are you?
I know.
I hate that. Justin has a really high tolerance for that. If he gets the joke and he thinks, like, one of our close friends will be at this party and they're going to get the joke, he's fine with it. And I'm always like,
See, I did that this summer, actually. One of my friends had a medieval-themed costume party for her birthday, but I didn't have any medieval costumes.
Oh, no.
So
you were a time traveler.
Jeffrey and I went as River Song and the 11th Doctor.
Oh, okay.
Because they're time travelers. And she really likes Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in and no one else there got it. But she was like, this is amazing. I love this. This is perfect. And that was good. But
What else are the teens wearing now? What if I love to know what the popular, because I've seen a lot of, like, people making costumes that make it look like they have Snapchat filters on them.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Like puking rainbows. I saw a lot of that. Like, just hold this thing up so it makes
it
look like
you're
puking a rainbow.
Now, to be fair, we kind of did that. We did a live show where we cut out Snapchat filters and put them on our
faces.
That
is true.
I feel like there's still a lot of those generic costumes where you go as, like, I don't even know, like a cheerleader. Or as the quote-unquote frat guy, like you wear the Sperry's and the, you know, oversized button-down shirt. Like, the kinds of costumes are just very, like, I guess it's kind of a costume.
I didn't know that was a costume. I saw that hipster Disney princesses was a costume.
Those are good. I've seen a lot of those online before.
Mm-hmm.
One of those I've always kind of wanted to do. But again, I'm always worried someone's not going to get it.
I saw unicorns were a big one.
Yeah, I looked up the top 10 most popular Halloween costumes this year, not among, like, little kids, among, you know,
like teens.
Teens and young adults. And there was a lot of, again, like, generic, like, princess, superhero, unicorn, stuff like that. And then there was Spider-Man, Wonder Woman, and
Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Harley Quinn will never not make a list of popular costumes, I suspect, at least the next 5 years.
Yeah,
but
I think
only
you're right.
Harley Quinn from the Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
Like, that's the popular one.
I did. I was Tank Girl for one day of New York Comic Con, and a lot of people got it. We're happy about it, but I got a few, oh, you're Harley Quinn. And I was just like, no, I'm not.
Well, I think it makes sense people would like that Harley Quinn better, because I think the cartoon Harley Quinn with like the bodysuit would be hard for a lot of us.
Hmm.
That would be tough for me.
Yeah.
I would much rather wear that than like the booty shorts and like the crazy high-heeled tennis shoes. Like
all that spandex though, Tay, me personally. Hey. I can't handle that.
I own the classic Harley Quinn suit. I find it quite comfortable.
I am certain you can pull it off. I am saying
sometimes Taylor wears it as a onesie.
Sometimes I'm just like, sleep. I'm recording it sometimes. You never know.
I'm one of those people who likes my clothes not to touch me very much.
Yeah.
Fair.
So spandex is a no-no.
Yeah.
So those are that's what the teens will be wearing this year.
I saw on one list, it was, I'm very, very, very much against the sexy whatever costumes. Well, not against, but you know, they're not for me.
Right.
But I saw a sexy ghosting. And so it wasn't a sexy ghost. It was sexy ghosting. And it was like a white dress, like a mini dress that had like a conversation, a text conversation on it. Like that was back and forth. And then the one person's like, hello, hey. Like,
oh no.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Oh,
but it's so clever.
Now, can I ask why unicorns are so popular? Why does everybody want to dress as a unicorn?
I think it's one of those costumes where you can pretty much wear whatever clothes you want. Like you wear like a cute little like light pastel colored top and skirt and all that kind of stuff. But then you just put like a horn and ears on your head and then you're a unicorn. It's one of those things where you can wear whatever you want, but then you add the one element and you're a character.
I gotcha.
Oh, so the unicorn is the new cat.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm looking for more, and like fruit costumes seem to be very big. I see these frat boy costumes. Also like a bunch of articles about how offensive they are to frat boys.
Oh no. That I'm so
Oh no.
So concerned about the feelings.
I'm so
of the
sorry.
Frat boys.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And then why are Alvin and the Chipmunks so popular?
It's one of those group costumes where you get two friends and you wear an oversized t-shirt that's red or green or blue and you put a letter on it. And then you're Alvin and
so
the Chipmunks.
So they're easy.
They're easy.
Oh,
it's
I
like
love
the
this.
Powerpuff Girls.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
How do you
like
dress
from
them?
They're just like, they look like twins in overalls, like back from Full House
from
days.
From Full House. That's
yeah, okay. From Full House days.
That's good.
That's good. I like that. So that's what the teens are into now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we just all dressed as hippies back then.
I feel like that was the costume that you did when you didn't want to really put too much effort into it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there were always those acceptable popular girl costumes that you could just do, and then you'll be like, that is an acceptable costume.
I did that a couple years because I just borrowed clothes from mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or I just wore my own clothes and my friends borrowed more clothes from me and we all went as we're wearing Sydney's clothes. Like, I mean, really, like some.
You all went as nerds.
Yes. Sick burn. But really, I had several years where it was just like me
just
and some
kidding.
Of my friends in my clothes. Like, we're all hippies. We're dressed like Sydney dresses on a regular basis.
That's pretty good.
Groovy. Cool. I remember I went as Princess Leia in sixth grade to the Halloween dance.
That's good.
And it was, except like everybody was, I mean, it's not like people didn't know, but it was like, you're from that old movie. I got a lot of that, like from that old movie. I mean, you know.
See, now you can do that. And it's not that, I mean, it is that old movie, but with the new Star Wars movies.
That's true.
Made a resurgence.
That's true. And
I bet Rey is a popular costume.
It is. Charlie has a Rey costume, but she wants one that blends Rey and Princess Leia. She keeps asking if we can make her a costume that's half Princess Leia and half Rey.
You just need to give her a Rey costume and then put her hair in the buttons.
I think if I just started calling Rey Princess Rey, I think she would actually be okay with it.
She just wants to be half Princess Leia because Princess Leia has princess in her name.
That's, there you go.
Yeah.
Can but you just... I want you to put her in Leia's general outfit from the more recent movies.
Yeah,
she's still a princess.
That
would be awesome.
I'd wear that. All right. Well, I guess have we covered all of Halloween?
We've done all
you're
of
not
Halloween.
Doing
we can never do Halloween ever again.
You're not doing any of the fun college Halloween things.
I mean,
There's a party on Elm Street that I keep telling you not to go to, but it does exist.
Are you sure?
I mean, it always did. Because it was Elm Street.
That. It seems encouraging.
It just always got broken up by the police.
Yeah. That is very much a thing that happens.
Yeah, I was never there for longer than like 10 minutes.
Yeah. We'll see.
Which makes it sound like I was part of the reason it got broken up by the cops, but no, it just...
Oh, no, Sid showed up. Cindy. Call the cops. It's getting crazy.
I have my Halloween...
Oh, it's that girl dressed as a hippie again.
I have my Halloween pajamas. I like scary movies. I have people who also don't have plans for Halloween that mm-hmm. I live with. So, you know.
If you want to go trick-or-treating, you can.
I don't think I'm going to go trick-or-treating. Not that I wouldn't want to. I think I'm just too socially awkward.
I never particularly enjoyed asking people for candy anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't like it even when I was little in a quote unquote acceptable age to mm-hmm. trick or treat. I hated going up to people and having to ask them for it. So, yeah. You know.
No, I never liked that. I honestly never really cared that much for the candy.
Yeah.
But see, you could just do what I do. And I realized that the only part I really liked was getting to wear costumes.
Yeah.
And now I just do that all the time. And
there you go.
I'm a big nerd.
There you go. So go dress as, I don't know.
Fortnite.
Go dress as Fortnite.
Do a Fortnite.
The whole game.
Or maybe some sort of emoji or Snapchat thing or, right?
Avocado toast.
There you go.
Sexy avocado toast.
Oh, is that a costume?
Now instead of like peanut butter and jelly like the couple's costume, now you can just like one of you goes
avocado and toast. That's a great costume idea.
I'm going to make so much money.
Hey, I call it.
what you should go as for Halloween this year is someone who's planning on voting in the elections.
Yeah.
Just be a giant I voted sticker. Just a big circle.
That's right.
I don't know, but I think the scariest costume you could pull off is someone that's not registered to vote.
Dun, dun, dun.
But don't do that. Don't do that. What I would recommend is why don't you go as the blue wave this year? My personal
bias.
You
know someone's got to do
that. That's another good costume idea. But go as someone who's planning on voting. Yeah. You know what would be a fun Halloween activity if you don't have any plans? On Halloween, why don't you sit down and tell your friends when you're going to vote? Like, what time of day? How are you going to get there? How are you fitting it into your schedule? Where is your polling place? Share that information with a friend and then say, hey, why don't you tell me your voting plan now? Have a wild night where a whole group of you get together and say, what are your voting plans? And
maybe
then share
just
them.
Like, or like, you know, there's candy too, scary movies.
Yeah, you can do all that.
Like,
just
there's that too, Sydney.
Also, ask people what their plans are. People are more likely to vote if they have a plan.
Yes. Good.
So share your plans. Our next episode will be the day before. We'll be recording it the day before the election.
Yep.
It's just going to be all of us shouting in turn, please vote, please vote, please, please vote.
So Justin and I are historically early voters just because kids, it's unpredictable. We mm-hmm. tend to just vote as soon as we have a chance because then it's done. We don't have to think about it anymore. So we probably will have voted. But Taylor, Riley, between now and then, I want you to come up with your plans.
Okay.
Well, I always go first thing because I don't like to wait in the lines. And it's usually my polling place is like four blocks from my house.
Yeah.
I just get up and go as soon as I get out of bed.
Well, get them all
go
together
in my pajamas.
So you can share your voting plans with us.
Okay.
So that we got to do our part.
We're
asking everybody else to share their plans. You don't have to tell us who you're voting for. Just tell us that you're voting.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sisters. Happy Halloween, everybody. Have a wonderful, safe Halloween. Please don't go do dangerous, reckless things on Halloween. Just like eat candy, dress up in a fun costume, hang out with your friends, spook each other out with scary movies.
There you go.
Don't like drink and drive, that kind of thing. That's not a fun Halloween activity.
Nope.
Or egg houses, because
not a fun Halloween activity either.
Also, all those eggs deserve a chance at life. I mean, I realize they're already dead once they're at the store, but you know what I mean.
Also, don't smash pumpkins.
Yeah, that's people just work sad. Hard on those.
Yeah, like a lot of them, like there's probably a little kid who helped like on our pumpkin draw the very strange face that is now carved into it.
Yeah.
So like, don't smash pumpkins.
Yeah.
That's just so mean.
Don't ruin other people's holidays ever.
Yeah.
But have a fun spoopy time, and we will see you next time. Until then, thank you. Well, we won't see you, but we'll talk to you more.
You'll hear us next time.
Thank you to Maximum Fun for hosting our show. Check out MaximumFun.org for a lot of other wonderful podcasts that we think you might enjoy. You can email us at stillbuffering@MaximumFun.org if you have thoughts or suggestions or questions, or maybe you just want to tell us about your voting plan. You can tell us. We read them. I read every email. I can't vouch for my sisters, but I do.
I do.
So if you want to share with me or Taylor or Riley, because I'll tell them to read it, your voting plan, I would love to hear it. Email it to us, and then I will hold you to it.
Maybe if we get enough of them, we can read them on our episode that happens right before voting and give you all shout-outs for your smart voting plans.
Hey, there we go. So share with us your voting plans. We'd love to hear them. Thoughts or suggestions, questions, whatever, email us. You can tweet at us at StillBuff. And thank you to the Novellas for our theme song, Baby Change Mine.
This has been Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McRoy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
I am a teenager.
And I was too. I'm a scared person who's not voting.
Dominated by Dude Bro Movie Podcasts. A world where Casey Affleck has an Oscar and Angela Bassett does not. Only one podcast is brave enough to call bullshit. Who Shot Ya? With Ricky Carmona.
A lot of people don't know Porgs, Puerto Rican.
Alonzo Duralde.
I would eat Oakjaw.
April Wolf.
I want to interrupt and say that the fish man was real sexy.
Drea Clark.
I have a real soft spot for King Kong.
And women of color.
I was like, damn! All
right, Kugler got final cut.
Kugler got final cut!
I just felt like the film was so sour and so completely irrelevant to basically anything in life.
Who Shot Ya? Listen every Friday on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.